you can build your life on the simple spiritual truths Jesus communicated to this group. Here's what I call them: the four truths of a forever changed life. And Jesus lists the four of them right in front of us in this letter. This incredible letter to Philadelphia, Jesus reintroduces himself. He doesn't say, "Hey, hi, I'm Jesus." Instead, what he says is, "There are just four things I want you to know. I'm holy, I'm true, I have the key of David, I open, no one shuts, and shut, no one can open." Those are the four truths. Basically, the sixth church. And that slide shows you, that's actually all that's left of Philadelphia today. That's the archaeological ruins. There's a little park there, little place you can walk up, little kind of visitor center. That's all that's there. But what they lived, starting with truth one, their city didn't last forever. An earthquake destroyed it. Their lives did. Number one, truth one. What is the first truth of a simple, spiritual, healthy life that pleases God, that's normal, that follows the basics? What is it? Number one, he who is holy. The first thing Jesus calls himself is holy. And Jesus wanted them to know that he was holy. Holy. Now, we've heard of the Holy Land, and that reminds me of something. I remember Bonnie and I try and go there at least once every year and lead a study tour there. And the last time, or a couple times ago when we were there, we were down in the old city of Jerusalem in the souk and the spice market, and I saw za'atar. Now, I love za'atar. It's a hyssop. You know, it's a biblical plant, and they make a dip for you to eat with bread and olive oil. So I went and bought a little plastic, kind of like from a delicatessen where you just get a quarter pound of this or that, you know, here in the States. I got one of those little plastic tubs of hyssop. I didn't think anything. I would put it in my backpack, and then when we got to the hotel, I put it into my suitcase. And the problem is, Bonnie and I travel so much that that's my Holy Land suitcase. And so I took all the clothes out and washed them. Bonnie washed them, put them back in, but I never took out the za'atar. And when it came time for our last Holy Land trip, I pulled that suitcase, my Holy Land suitcase, out from under the bed, unzipped it, opened it up, and I was looking at my clothes, and I thought, oh, there's my za'atar. Do you know what was in my za'atar? The complete life cycle of a moth. Some moth had flown through that souk and had laid eggs in the za'atar, which was in an open burlap bag being sold in the souk. And when that man scooped it up and put it in a little plastic tub and put the lid on, he sealed in there those little eggs, and those little eggs turned into little larvas, and those little larvas ate some of the za'atar and grew into cocoons, and then they hatched into a little moth, and the moth tried vainly to fly out of that little za'atar can. And I had eggshells, I had a cocoon, I had a dead moth, and you know what I really had? Unholy za'atar. Do you know what holy means? Holy means that it is clean, preserved, and no impurities. Wow. Jesus said, I am Jesus who is holy. And if you want to dwell with me, you have to let me make your life holy. Let me ask you, is that something you're speaking truth to God about, the basics, saying, God, I want to be as holy as it's possible in this earth to be? I want my hands, my eyes, my ears, my life, my body, all set apart for you. That's all holiness is. Holiness is not talking some way or never smiling. It's being set apart for a specific purpose. And when it's the purposes of Christ, it's holiness. Do you have holiness in your life? Jesus said, I am holy. These people had chosen to be holy like their Savior. Jesus told the Philadelphians, I'm the only source of unpolluted, unfallen, uncorrupted, unblighted existence. You want to be like my little tub of za'atar and have corruption growing inside? Or do you want to be holy? Follow after holiness, Hebrews 12 says, without which no one will see the Father. Jesus said, I commend you. You picked it up. I'm holy, and you want me to make you holy. Do you want Jesus to make you holy? He is holy. Do you want to be holy? Number two, This is the only attribute of God that gets the ultimate emphasis. In 1 Peter 1, it says, "But as he who has called you is holy, so you be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" This is the only attribute of God that gets a threefold kind of ultimate emphasis. God is never described in the Bible as love, 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 good, 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 anything, 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 except holy, holy, holy. He's the only source of holiness.